My name is Michael O'Shea. This is our weekly music and memory show that's called It Was a Very Good Year. This week, we're going to turn the calendar back to the year 1959. In the next hour and 59 minutes, we'll be mentioning such names as Ingemar Johansson, Charles de Gaulle, and Roger Ward. Musically, we'll be everywhere from the Fleetwoods to Bobby Darin to Lloyd Price. So if 1959 was special for you, maybe your high school graduation, your first car, or your first love, well, turn up the radio and let's re-enjoy 1959.
It was a very good year. Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you.
Price played a big part in the music and the memories of 1959. Lloyd had I'm Gonna Get Married, Stagger Lee, and Personality. Personality turned out to be, by the way, the number 15 biggest selling record of the year, 1959. Lloyd Price. This is Michael O'Shea. This week, we are remembering the very good year, 1959. That's Slow Dancing Rock and Roll from 1959. 16 Candles by the Crests came out in February. And for 21 consecutive weeks, it appeared as one of the top hits in America on Billboard Magazine's Hot 100 chart. 16 Candles by the Crests. When all was counted at the end of the year, it turned out to be the number 19 biggest selling record of the very good year, 1959. By the number, Mr. Guy Mitchell from 1959. 1959 was an important year in the space race. The United States and Russia were starting the race to the moon. The USSR launched a rocket that had two monkeys aboard, and the Soviet Union also reaches the moon with an unmanned probe. Lunik 1 photographs the moon. But on April 9th, 1959, the United States announces that they have seven astronauts, included Alan Shepard, Gus Grissom, Frank Borman, James Lovell, Edward White, and others, the original seven astronauts, as the race to the moon and the space race develops in 1959.
You and I will fall in love. your head on my shoulder, whisper in my ear, baby, words I want to hear. Tell me that you love me too.
Tell me that you love me too.
Put your head on my
someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and called me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of time.
This is Michael O'Shea, and on this week's edition of It Was a Very Good Year, we are remembering 1959.
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all girls I have ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. My love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kiss me. And when we're not together, I wonder if you miss me, 'cause I won't. how true my love can be. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
Ozzy and Harriet's number two son, Ricky, and Never Anyone Else But You, one of the hits of 1959. You remember 1959? That was the year that our country faced Thanksgiving without cranberries, as the government warned of weed killer that had gotten into the 1959 crop of cranberries. Richie Valens and La Bamba. And the number seven biggest hit is up next from 1959.
It was a very good year. Michael O'Shea.
1959. I Like Ike is the national slogan. Dwight D. Eisenhower is President of the United States. Richard Nixon is Vice President. In March, Congress votes to add yet another state to the Union. Hawaii becomes the 50th star on the American flag. Miss Mississippi becomes Miss America. She's Marianne Mobley. And in sports, pro basketball's rookie of the year is one of the league's first seven-footers. His name is Wilt Chamberlain. They call him the Stilt. In college basketball, Jerry West and Oscar Robertson are named college All-Americans. In music, 1959 was a very good year for Mr. Paul Anka. He had three top 10 hits. It's Time to Cry, that came out in November. Put Your Head on My Shoulder, that came out in September. But by far, the biggest Paul Anka hit in 1959 was this million seller.
But all I want
Lonely Boy by Paul Anka. It came out in June of 1959. It was on the music charts for 15 consecutive weeks, and it rose to the number one position. It turned out to be the biggest hit in Paul Anka's long and successful career. It was the biggest Paul Anka hit of all time, and it happened in the very good year, 1959. Baby Cortez, Happy Organ, one of the big instrumental hits of 1959. 1959 was a great year for female recording artists. Della Reese, Dodie Stevens, Connie Stevens, Laverne Baker, Connie Francis.
Yeah.
is Michael O'Shea. This is our weekly nostalgia show, the oldies but goodies, every week at this time. It was a very good year. Proudly remembers 1959.
My love must be a kind of blind love.
The year's 1959. Rookie of the year in the National League is San Francisco Giants Willie McCovey. And in college football, Iowa defeats California 38-12 in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day, 1959. And the Belmonts and A Teenager in Love, one of the memories from the very good year, 1959. This is Michael O'Shea with the music and the memories of 1959 on this edition of It Was a Very Good Year.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours. The sun and the flowers, where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy.
It was a very good year. I need to Michael O'Shea.
1959, April 15th, U.S. Secretary of State John Foster Dulles submits his resignation because of ill health. President Dwight Eisenhower nominates Christian Herter to succeed him. In the Emmy Awards for television's best, the Dinah Shore Chevy Show wins. So does the Western Maverick. Raymond Burr wins an Oscar for Perry Mason. In sports, Jack Nicklaus wins the U.S. Amateur Golf Tournament. Billy Casper takes the prestigious U.S. Open. And on the Brickyard at Indy, Roger Ward averages 135 miles an hour to take the Memorial Day Classic. In record sales, there are some unusual hits in 1959. David Seville introduces his Chipmunks with Alvin's harmonica. Dodie Stevens sings Pink Shoelaces. And the Coasters sell a million with Charlie Brown. Released on February 8th, 1959, Charlie Brown was on the charts for 15 consecutive weeks. Turned out to be the number 17 song of the very good year, 1959.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue.
like him, I am doubtful that your love is true.
But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue.
'59. By November, it had reached the Hot 100 chart, Billboard's magazine of the top records of the week. And for 20 consecutive weeks, well into 1960, Mr. Blue by the Fleetwoods was on the charts. When it was all totaled up at the end of the year, it turned out to be the number 13 biggest selling record of the very good year, 1959.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.
foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
Most valuable player in the National League is Ernie Banks of the Chicago Cubs. In the American League, Chicago White Sox, Nelly Fox is the MVP. Loan interest rates go from 4.5% to 5%. The year is 1959.
She was only 16. Only 16. I loved her so, but she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love. And I was too young to know. We'd laugh and 16, we'd sing and do the 16, little things that made my heart glow. But she was 16, too young to fall 16, in love. And I was too young to know. Why did I give my heart so fast? It never will happen again. But I was a mere lad of 16. I've aged a year since then. She was on the 16, on the 16. With eyes that would glow. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love. And I was too young to know.
Then why did you give your heart so fast?
Never will I happen again.
But you were a mere lad of 16.
I've aged a year since then. She was on the 16, on the 16. With eyes that would glow. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love. And I was too young to know. To fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know. Oh, she's 16. To fall.
Not one of the giant hits of 1959, but certainly one of the memorable Sam Cooke hits of that year. She's only 16. This is Michael O'Shea. And this week on It Was a Very Good Year, the music and the memories come from 1959.
my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. Right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Kissing everything in sight. I had so much fun that I'm going back again. I wonder what happened with love potion number 10. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Clover's love potion number 9. Well, all about any year cannot be good. And the tragedy of February 3 will be chronicled next from 1959.
It was a very good year, Michael O'Shea.
February 3rd, 1959. A Caravan of Stars rock and roll tour is underway in the upper Midwest. It's a bus tour hitting a dozen cities in just over a month. The bus is filled with the rock and roll stars of the late 50s. Saxophonist King Curtis is one of the entertainers. Another is a Beaumont, Texas disc jockey, J.P. Richardson, whose record label nicknames him the Big Bopper. Also on the tour is 17-year-old Chicano singer Richie Valens, and the show's headliner, one of the most popular and innovative rock stars of the 50s, 21-year-old Charles Hardin Holly, Buddy Holly. They appear on a snowy night in Clear Lake, Iowa. Their next performance is the next night in Moorhead, Minnesota. The bus breaks down. Most of the band members arrange transportation by private car, but Buddy Holly rents a small, four-seat Bonanza aircraft. It's piloted by an 18-year-old student pilot. Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper lift off in that small craft in the blowing snow. They're in the air only a few minutes when an engine failure erupts and the small plane drops out of that cold Iowa sky.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony tail hanging down. Giggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. It make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But... Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face. Ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, made the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Songwriter Don McLean said that February 3rd, 1959 was the day the music died.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your turn of loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby, still you tell me maybe that someday will be you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh,
February 3rd, 1959, the day the music died. My name is Michael O'Shea, and this week we are remembering the heartbreak and the happiness of 1959.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Platters of 1959. On television, Bonanza is the first series to be telecast in color, and that starts in 1959. One of the top shows in black and white, The Untouchables, with Robert Stack starring as FBI Elliot Ness, and Walter Winchell plays the narrator. The Untouchables, one of the top shows on the television in 1959. Huckleberry Hound is an Emmy winner, one of the first animated cartoon series produced specially for television. And there's a witch hunt in Washington. The Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Trade Commission investigate payola among the nation's top disc jockeys.
Never felt like this until I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah.
At this time, we get together to play those oldies but goodies on It Was a Very Good Year. This week, we are remembering 1959. Biggest instrumental hit of the year is coming up next from 1959. In July of the year, Vice President Nixon tours Moscow. He's accompanied by Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. At the Academy Awards in Hollywood, William Wyler's Ben-Hur wins as the movie of the year. Charlton Heston also wins as best actor for Ben-Hur. There's political unrest in Cuba. President Batista flees his country as a young revolutionary takes control. His name, Fidel Castro. In sports, the National Football League announces expansion for the coming year. A new team in Minnesota, the Vikings, and a new pro football team in Texas to be called the Dallas Cowboys. In the NFL Championship of 59, the Baltimore Colts whipped the New York Giants 31-16. Musically, 59 was a very good year for instrumental hits. Dave Baby Cortez has Happy Oregon. Johnny and the Hurricanes come out with a Red River Rock. Sandy Nelson has Teen Beat. But the most beautiful instrumental hit of 1959 has to be this soft and mellow song from Santo and Johnny. Not only the most beautiful instrumental hit of 59, but it was also the biggest instrumental hit of 59. Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny came out in September and for 18 consecutive weeks was on Billboard Magazine's Hot 100 chart. Sleepwalk, a big part of the music and the memories of the very good year, 1959. Wilbert Harrison going to Kansas City in 1959. In October of 59, the new television season is bringing big money quiz shows to American living rooms. The $64,000 question hosted by Hal March. 21 is another of the show. There are others. It's early winter when a House subcommittee begins an investigation on charges of contestant fixing on these quiz shows. Eventually, this investigation discovers serious irregularities, and it's not long before the quiz shows of 1959 are off the air. A song written and recorded by Neil Sedaka, and a song written for and about Neil's Philadelphia neighbor, Carol King, 1959. In the World Series of 59, the Los Angeles Dodgers with Gilliam, Roseboro, and Snyder beat the Chicago White Sox 4-2. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics win yet another championship. In music, Venus by Frankie Avalon is the number 3 biggest selling record of the year. Number 2 is Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. The number 1 record, the biggest of the big in 59, comes from a youngster named Bobby Darin.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight.
It was Bobby Darin's 5th career hit, but it was his first certified million seller. And it was Bobby Darin's only song to ever reach the number 1 position in American music. Mack the Knife turned out to be the biggest seller in the very good year 1959.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing,
boom,
in the little valley town.
Boom,
and the song that they were singing,
boom,
was for baby Jimmy Brown.
Boom,
then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love. Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing.
Boom.
'Twas a great day in his life.
Boom.
'Cause the songs that they were singing,
boom,
was for Jimmy and his,
boom,
wife.
Boom.
Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless the Lord this celebration, may their lives be filled with love.
From the village, hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven, Jimmy Brown had passed away. Boom, boom, boom.
Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
This is Michael O'Shea, and you're listening to It Was a Very Good Year, presenting the music and the memories of 1959.
But I love you, dear.
such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
Well, the biggest song of the Lucky Strike hit parade and what turned out to be the Grammy Award record of the year is coming up next from 1959.
It was a very good year. Michael O'Shea.
1959, the St. Lawrence Seaway opens, giving ocean vessels access to the Great Lakes. And there's a new leader in France. Frenchmen-elect Charles de Gaulle as their new president. At the Kentucky Derby, Willie Shoemaker rides Tommy Lee to victory. Another of the big winners of 1959 is Mrs. Eunice Searles of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Mrs. Searles wins the Pillsbury Bake Off. 1959 was just the second year of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. They give the award called Grammy. At their award ceremonies in 59, Mac the Knife by Bobby Darin was record of the year. LP of the year was Come Dance With Me by Frank Sinatra. But this was judged as the 1959 Grammy Awards Song of the Year.
With Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and they caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields, didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, it was released in early May 1959 and remained on the record charts for an incredible 19 consecutive weeks. And each and every Saturday night, Snooky Lanson, Dorothy Collins, or Giselle McKenzie had to invent a new way to do the Battle of New Orleans on your Lucky Strike Hit Parade. That hit by Johnny Horton turned out to be the Grammy Award Song of the Year in 1959.
So please hold.
In 1959, the group The Fleetwoods were seniors at Olympia High School in Olympia, Washington. It's very seldom that a group's first record becomes their biggest, but that's what happened when the 17-year-old Fleetwoods released Come Softly to Me. It was only their first song, and it turned out to be their biggest. Come Softly to Me, it turned out to be the number six biggest-selling record of the very good year 1959. My name is Michael O'Shea, and this week we are remembering the ups and the downs and the in-betweens of 1959. On It Was a Very Good Year. Well, this week we have been reviewing the happiness and the heartbreak of 1959. This is the latest in a series of weekly music and memories show that we call It Was a Very Good Year. Each week at this time, we place a different year under the nostalgia microscope. It Was a Very Good Year is written and produced by yours truly, Michael O'Shea. Music coordinator and script supervisor is Beverly Rubinowski. Our director and engineer for It Was a Very Good Year, Dennis Pipps. Next week, we're going to take apart and put back together again 1964.
It was a very good year.
1964, Barry Goldwater runs for president. Peggy Fleming wins a gold medal and Cassius Clay beats Sonny Liston. Musically, Louis Armstrong, the Supremes, and the British invasion led by those incredible Beatles. Join me, Michael O'Shea, next week at this time. For It Was a Very Good Year, 1964.